The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Celebrating over 10 years in the air. 605-4567 is our phone number. Here it is, the 27th of January, 2020. 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Okay, it's Monday morning. Let's get started. Okay, hey, Linda's on assignment this morning, and but I have the ever effervescent, the ever, you know, your hair's done, your makeup's on, you're dressed so nice. You get in here at some ungodly hour. I know you wake up at an ungodly hour. Plus, I had you in here all weekend as we battled what's going on. So far, it's Barracks 1 and Carl and Sue 0. So
it's true.
It is so true. We're off the FM, and we're trying to figure out. You know, I've got these streamers trying to see if there's an internet problem, and they've got work orders out to see if maybe that was part of it. But this multi-thousand-dollar system that we put in here.
This is brand new, recently installed, and
brand
we're just getting, you know, going through the glitches, and it happens with new systems.
Well,
and
it does, but you know what? When you spend that much money
and this much time
and this much time on something, you expect it to work every minute of the day. So, since they're not even open yet, we're going out on 1460 as we have for 10 years.
Yes,
and we're streaming. So, switch over today, my friends. Just switch over today, and we'll get it fixed today. So, thank you for your patience. But thank you for your patience, though. We have another system, another brand new multi-thousand-dollar system that
keep smiling.
I'm just smiling, you know. And so, what are we running on? We're running on our 30-year-old system that never has given us a problem. And I'm thinking real seriously right now. You know, moving in technology and moving into the 21st century and 22nd century and 30th century. That, you know, it seems like a good idea, but there's something about a system that just keeps working.
Yes, it's kind of like those old Montgomery Ward's washers and dryers. We had a washer literally from the 70s. We just threw out this past year and just got a new washer.
We have one of those Kenmores. We have Kenmores.
And loved it.
They've got to be over 20 years old easily. And when it did something, and we had a guy come in there, and it was replacing something small in it. He says, and Linda says something, well, it's probably time to get a new one. He turns and he says, no, don't.
Mm-hmm.
He says, this one will last. If you buy a new one today, this one will outlast it, because the new ones are being built in such a way that they, you know, because they're trying to save water, and then they work harder, and it's just a number of things. He said, this one, as you know, if you have to go in and put a few parts in this thing now and then, you know, and it has since he's been in there. It's been 3 years. And we just don't have any problems with it. He says these will just go on and on and on. So there's something to be said for the quality of workmanship, you know. Like when I wrote the first email, I wrote an email saying, okay, this is what's happening to Barracks. I get an answer from somebody in Sweden who doesn't, you know, who doesn't speak English that good. I mean, when he's writing, and then, but there's phrases he's using that just, you know, and then so we've got the other guy back in Minnesota or someplace back there who is, anyway.
Yes, it has been a challenge, but I think it's going to be good. It'll turn out
well.
Yeah,
we'll get it fixed today.
We will.
We will.
We will conquer all.
Conquer all.
And we do have the forecast.
Oh, good.
And our sponsor for this morning's weather forecast, Carl?
Is Shasta Gas Propane. But let us have the forecast and any road conditions we have.
Okay. Today in the North Valley, you can expect a chance of showers throughout the day. 40% chance of rain and a high of 58 with a low of 44. Tomorrow, rain likely and a high of 57. Tomorrow night, decreasing clouds and a low of 41. Then partly sunny. This will continue Wednesday and all the way through Saturday with a high of 63 for Wednesday, 69 for Thursday, 71 for Friday, and 70 for Saturday. Now for Sunday, partly cloudy with a chance of showers, and then you can expect a high of around 70 with mostly sunny skies. So we can expect, once again, a beautiful week in store starting as of tomorrow night. Overnight lows dropping in the 40s, so we have luck on our side. It's going to be really nice as of, well, starting tomorrow night. If you are planning on traveling, we do have quite a bit of construction, especially if you're traveling towards the coast past Weaverville. We do have snowplows out about near Willow Creek on 299 West. Snowplows working on 44 this morning. If you're heading north on Interstate 5, expect delays near Wairika and just south of Hornbrook. And between Redding and Anderson, they're widening Interstate 5. We do have an incident, a traffic collision, minor injuries at Capay Road and Hall Road this morning. This is down by Corning. Also, we do have a traffic collision. This is at the Potato Patch Campground. Isn't that cute? Potato Patch. I'm sorry. It's a crash. But once again, I hadn't heard of that. The Potato Patch Campground. I thought that was just, when I heard that, I went, I didn't even know that. That's off 32 this morning. So they did have an incident that was reported. The vehicle went down an embankment against some trees. So cross your fingers, say your prayers. No one was seriously injured.
We had somebody, we had an Anderson woman, I believe it was an Anderson woman, that was killed in a car wreck. She was unconscious and on the I-5. It looks like she had, and alcohol and drugs not related, and not involved, it looks like.
Right.
They passed out and a truck hit her.
In lane three. That's a fast lane.
Yeah, in lane three. And unfortunately, she also was killed. And, you know, it's just terrible because there's a lot of, you know, of course, you know, after what happened to Kobe Bryant yesterday and all this, we're going to talk about that. But the news and weather reports, or not the news, but the weather and the reports. And weather reports and road conditions are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, locally operated company that was started by Chuck and Judy Kenny years ago. They moved to Anderson after they tried to expand into Redding, but they're having problems with permitting and all this. So they just went down to Anderson and have built this company, continued to expand their company, helping people here in our county and all through the North State. And helping with the gas propane, they've put out 120-gallon propane tanks on people's property when they're rebuilding out there, so they don't have to keep going down and refilling 7-gallon tanks. They're doing it for free and giving super prices on the propane, probably less than they pay for, because they believe in helping and they believe in being part of our community. And it is a veteran-owned business, and he's won an award. He's won a statewide award for hiring veterans. All of this at Shasta Gas Propane, where seniors and veterans get discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Okay, on a happier note, it's my sister's birthday today.
It is.
Okay, so I want you to mark where I'm talking about this, because I'm going to take this excerpt and send it to her as her birthday present.
Oh, okay.
Because my sister is, of course, we lived in a household where we moved a lot because of my dad's job. 15 times before I was out of high school. And every time that you move, being a guy, it's just a lot easier to move, in my opinion, that many times. Because I always had sports. And guys are easier on guys than girls. I mean, girls can be tougher on a new girl in school. And she was cute and she was smart. And, you know, those are sometimes threats to people. Not that she ever had, you know, any problems like that. She would make friends. And the thing about my sister is she made friends and she kept these friends from, like, Stantonsburg, North Carolina. It is the smallest place almost in North Carolina, but we went to school there. And she still has girlfriends that she hears from the third and fourth grade. She stayed in touch with them. Her college girlfriends, they get together every year. And everybody's had trials and tribulations in their lives, cancer, you know, husbands dying, divorces, and all of these things. But these four ladies have every year get together at least one time. She married the greatest guy in the world by the name of Steve, my brother-in-law, who I think of as a brother. And they've been married, you know, ever since they graduated from college. He's a doctor, and he was on a Navy scholarship. So he spent 3 years in the Navy, And they ended up in someplace in Florida where he was the physician in the clinic there. And when they did their time, he decided he wanted to do a residency in ophthalmology, and they went back to Chattanooga, Tennessee. And they have lived there now well over 40 years. And, well, maybe not quite that much, but almost. She's a few years younger than me. But they've been very successful there. And she is just a great sister. She is smart, and she has a very, very dry sense of humor. And but she has been we have been friends ever since we were born. I have done things to her, and she has done things to me that are remarkable. I one time decided when she was like 4 years old that I could be a barber, and I cut half her bangs before my mom caught me. Another time I washed her hair with green finger paint. She pushed me off the back of a seat on a one of those swing sets where those, those things go back and forth, the gliders. And that was before they had all the safety. That's before they had all the safety aspects of it. So all you have is you have your feet on an iron peg that comes out. And the iron peg came back, hit me in the head, and I took 7 stitches in my head. And to this day, she laughs about it. We rode horses together. She got into cars. And so she's really, she started with go-karts, and then she had, Triumphs, and I think she's driving, I don't even know what she's driving now. It could be a Mercedes, old Mercedes, though, not new Mercedes. And for all you guys out there, these little it's a little British car that everybody drives around. They've got a group of them around here, those little British, looks like little shoe boxes.
Mm-hmm.
She has one of those that are her sons, who are one got his law degree and went through the Citadel, got his law degree, and is now a fireman and a lieutenant in the fire department in Chattanooga because he didn't like law. And the other one is a financial officer for hospitals. So, and she's got a bunch of grandkids, and she's happy. And I just want to say what a great sister she is and how much I love her. And I want to give that a shout out to her for a happy birthday. So, I'll call her later today. But I also want to send her this because she is somebody I've admired. When my dad passed away, my mom, after a few months, came to live with my sister. And she made part of her house like my mom. My mom had her own bedroom. She had her own sitting room. She brought her dog. And this is the most obnoxious dog in the world. And my brother-in-law, Steve, this is where the angel part of him is, what a great guy he is. He just, he just took it in stride, never said anything. He loved my mom. And every time when he started to leave the house, that dog would come after him to bite him, He says, I can't tell you how many times I tried to kick that dog away. And he says, but he was too quick. He would run in there. I knew it was going to happen, but still. and that kind of stuff happens. And we took turns doing jokes on each other. But when I got back from one of my tours, I think it was one of the tours in Iraq or someplace where I'd been busy. And she says, "Well, gosh, I'm really glad you're home because I'm going to send Chrissy, the dog, to you. So you'll have something of mom's." And there's just silence in my end because I was just like, oh, my God. And I said, hon, I'm really thinking about taking a job in Darfur. I've been offered this job in Darfur. She says, I'm just kidding. You don't have to go to Darfur. I'm keeping the dog. Mom would haunt me. And I go, yeah, you're right.
So, aww.
Oh, no, she got me, though. I mean, there was
you're like, it was where can I go?
I was going to go to Darfur. I mean, Darfur is not a great place to go, but I would have gone there to avoid the dog because it was such an annoying little thing, and it had gas like you couldn't believe. It would clear a room. And then she would tell me the dog's still alive, and I'd say, send me proof of life. So she'd send me a photo of the dog with her in a newspaper, showing me the dog is still alive.
Aww.
So, until one day it wasn't.
Aww.
Yeah. Okay. That's my sister. And I've got to, I've gone way beyond the break. So I want to take a break now and we'll come right back because a lot of things are happening around here. I want to talk about Kobe Bryant and this coronavirus. This coronavirus, you know, could be a lot worse than what we're thinking. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Sleep Number. You know, the Super Bowl is coming up next weekend, and Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. So you figure that they've been sleeping on their Sleep Numbers, you know, off and on because they travel and all this, and now they're down in, what, Miami or someplace like that for the Super Bowl. But the thing about a Sleep Number bed is it allows you to choose the firmness that you want on your side of the bed so your partner doesn't have to compromise or you don't have to compromise with your partner. My Sleep Number setting last night was 60, and Linda's Sleep Number setting last night was 50. And I can't tell you that over the years we've had this. We've never had a problem. It does exactly what it says. They've got a 360 smart bed that will adjust to you as you move through the night. And they've got the Sleep IQ type of bed that actually will give you hints on better sleeping because it tracks your movements also. The Sleep Number 360 bed with Sleep IQ technology will actually give personalized insights for your best sleep. And you can discover just what we're talking about. And we have somebody on the other day and says, and he listened to this, and he said, I've had my Sleep Number bed for 20 years. 20 years. He said, I've never had a problem with it. And he says, I love this bed. Trish has had hers for 15 years. So this is the name and quality also. But the only way you're going to get one, and right now save $1,000 on a Queen Special Edition smart bed during the January sale, only at the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center. Sleep Number. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:21 in the morning and 48 degrees out there.
Resolution? How about joining us, Armstrong and Getty,
for the morning lineup right here on KCNR from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more. Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
To come into a place with this many people and not know the people and be comfortable immediately, that says so much to me. Everybody's so happy. Everybody's talking to everybody. I felt apart the minute I moved in. The music that's brought in, what a wonderful thing to do for people, that we can go down and sit and relax and be entertained. I absolutely cannot imagine a thing that could be done around here that would improve it in any way.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
And now, back to our show.
Good morning. Welcome back to C5 Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air. Phone lines here, 605-4567. If you've got something stuck in your craw, let us know this morning. You know, I think that that's, you know, we're going to have a variety of people on today, including candidates and all this. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, Shasta Regional Medical Center has a great reputation. And it's not just recognized by the people that go there. It's recognized by the IBM Watson Health Institute, the Joint Commission on Strokes have been here, and the IBM Watson Health Center has named Shasta Regional Medical Center as one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals for the second year in a row. They can take care of not just the heart pain, they can take care of the surgery, board-certified cardiologists, cardiac and vascular surgeons, and interventional radiologists, tackling all the heart and vascular disease, from prevention and diagnosis to treatment and rehabilitation. Their staff's committed to helping a person who has heart problems. Of course, heart disease and heart attacks is one of the leading causes of death. But I tell you what, you know, if you're going to Shasta Regional Medical Center, you got a better shot, I believe. And it's where I would go. I know one of the lead surgeons there, Dr. Paul Mazur, and this guy is, you know, he's following up Dr. Doug McConnell, who is also a highly qualified heart surgeon, and both of them are just superb physicians and surgeons. Okay, Kobe Bryant, you know, I don't watch TV a lot, and but I turned it on, and it was the Pro Bowl, and I didn't watch that. I don't watch the Pro Bowl. It's a bunch of, you know, they're out there. Some of them are becoming free agents and going to be worth millions of dollars, but I don't watch it usually. But I turned on the TV, and it was just happened to be on that channel. And the first thing, it wasn't on. I guess the game was over. And they were talking about Kobe Bryant, 41 years old. And he was in a helicopter that crashed over toward Calabasas. And at the time of the crash, they reported the mountains were fogged in, and a witness said it didn't sound right. It was real low. I saw it falling and spluttering, but it was hard to make out because it was so foggy. The Kobe Bryant, of course, one of the consummate basketball players. And he went through some trials in his life, but he found religion, the Catholic religion. And the man did a lot for the community, tons of stuff for his community. His daughter, Gianna, was with him. And then when you look at it, as Linda says, the other people. Well, some of the other people, one was the baseball coach down at a university in Southern California. And he and his wife and his daughter were with them also, because Gianna was a basketball player. And I guess that she was just really good. And then she was teammates with this other girl. And they would fly to games. Anyway, all of them were killed. The outpouring of shock and then love for this guy has just been nationwide immediately. You know, President Trump said, oh, you know, was, you know, a terrible tragedy, you know, for the man and his family. His wife and his other children were not on it, thank goodness. The rugged terrain out there, complicated efforts to recover the remains. It crashed and burned. It's just kind of a, he's 41. He retired from the, okay. And here's the thing, you see it all the time, the aging veteran, and he's in his 30s. Tom Brady's 42, the oldest man in pro football. Drew Brees is, I think, behind him at 40 or 41. They're the aging veterans. They're, that they're into their game and all this. And you think about it, 40. And a lot of these, you're seeing them retiring at age 28, 30, 33, from football and others around that. You know, they have a very bright, almost like a comet across the sky. During, those 10 years or 12 years or 5 years that they're playing, and then they retire. But aging, he retired, I think, probably, a couple years ago. I don't follow basketball that much, but how can you not follow somebody, his name's always in the news. But then they've got so many years left in their lives, and it makes you wonder what they do. They're famous for football, but what do they do after that? Or they're famous for baseball, but what do they do after that? Well, Kobe Bryant went out, and he's helping his community. He was giving millions to charities, helping people. So, you always kind of heard his name. And then a tragedy like this. I think it reminds everybody that, are you ready? Are you ready? It could happen to the woman. It happened to the woman and whose name we don't know that was killed on the freeway. It happens to sheriff's deputies that walk up to a house because of domestic violence, and they're going there because they're there to help somebody, and they're ambushed and killed. Our military, just let me, I've got to bring in the military. 23 years old. They're on a patrol. They're doing their job. And they've got friends and family, and in an instant, their life snuffed out.
And we had 30 Marines and one sailor die in a helicopter crash over the weekend, and it was hardly mentioned.
And that's right, 30 Marines and a sailor and a 53 or a, I don't even know what kind it was that crashed, but it was over the weekend. Also, 31 lives affected. In literally an instant. Now, I've had helicopters go down with me. I've had helicopters get shot. I've had helicopters over torque when they were leaving a LHA over the waters of Korea, and it was like 20 degrees outside. So the water, they would have, if you'd survived the crash, you would have had to stay alive. You would have died in minutes because the water was so cold. That's just part of the job. See, that's part of our job. So we can talk about that. That's part of the job. You do dangerous things. You've signed up for that. You're trained for that. But some things you have no control over. Those Marines in there could have been, they were ready to going in on a mission or for training. And training is dangerous, too, because we have to train the way we fight. And then it was over. They didn't do anything wrong. Something happened. Kobe Bryant did nothing wrong. He was in a helicopter. And he has his own, by the way, his own helicopter that it was well known he would fly from his home to the Staples Center, to avoid the traffic so he could play, when he's playing basketball. Anyway, I just want people to think about it. But I also want you to think about your life. That, it could end today, it could end tomorrow, it could, that chance of that happening are probably slim. But are you ready for that? Is your home ready? Is your family prepared? Have you taken care of your family to make sure that things are done? And, we always in the military are always making out wills. We were always giving out powers of attorney. We were doing all of these things. And in the last year, I got involved with somebody that didn't have a will or a power of attorney, and it ends up being in a conservatorship, and it's just a total mess. And I've got friends going through this now that, you know, mom's got dementia, but luckily they have the power of attorney. They have the access to the banking, so they can make those decisions for it. So what I'm saying is Kobe Bryant's 41, did not expect to die yesterday. Are you ready? And maybe in today we take a second to think about that. You know, have I taken care of my family? Have I done the right things to make sure that if something does happen to me today, that my family is, you know, it's already, they're in shock. It's going to be so hard. But have you done the things you need to help take care of them? We got to take a break. And we'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction, the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California, just teamed up with Legal Heat, which is a nationwide, also firearms instruction company. And they're training now in every one of the Sportsman's Warehouses in California, all the Cabela's, Bass Pro's, all of this under Northern Firearms Instruction. Anything from a concealed carry permit to just learning how to shoot a pistol, all this comes under Northern Firearms Instruction. Check out usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. 7:35 in the morning, 48 degrees out there?
48.
48 degrees. It looks like it's going to clear up today and the rest of the week's going to be great. We'll be right back.
With home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
64, my love, love's going to leave.
Hey, welcome back to She's 64. You know, I when I heard, you know, I do this, and it comes on the radio, I have this little, I dance along with this, and probably you don't want to see it right now. One time, I was really thinking I was in Iraq, and we'd come back from something. And I was really thinking, I was hitting my combat buddy, a guy by the name of Donald Jim, a full-blooded Navajo. And the reason I say this is his family, is a Marine family. Navajos have a long, long history, of course, with the Marine Corps, you know, the Windtalkers, you know, not all Navajos were in that group of Code Talkers. Just because you're a Navajo and you spoke the Navajo language doesn't mean that you could be, that you would understand what they're talking about, because they use names for different things and code words. But his dad had been a career Marine, and Donald was a career Marine. And one day I came back, and when I made this one move, he says, don't ever do that again. He says it could be a bad luck. I think that's part of a bad luck type of dance, and we could be shelled because of that. And I thought about that. I thought, well, probably it's safer if I'm not someplace where people will shell me.
Oh, there you go.
But it reminded me of not to do these things. Republicans are saying this thing could be over by Friday. Senators are saying we're going to, once we take a vote on the witnesses, and if that fails, we don't want to bring in witnesses because you've already had witnesses, then we could, they could end the whole process. They could just take a vote on Friday and end this whole thing. Now, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren are praying for that to happen so they can get back on the campaign trail before for next week's Iowa caucuses and other things going on. But it could end this early. Have you heard enough to make a decision, or do you want witnesses? If people say we're ready to vote, and we're going to vote right then, said Senator John Barrasso from Wyoming. He suggested the acquittal vote could take place as soon as Friday if senators don't agree to subpoena additional witnesses as documentary evidence. And under the organizing resolutions that controls the proceedings, Democrats could offer additional motions if the Senate votes down deposing additional witnesses, including former National Security Advisor John Bolton, but Republicans then could move to shut down the debate and for an up-and-down vote on acquittal. So this could be as early as Friday. As you know, not one Republican has voted, even in the House, and some Democrats voted against the impeachment to move forward. And so far in the Senate, there's been nothing that says that they're even going to get close to two-thirds or even a majority to find President Trump guilty. And it's time to move frankly, it's time to get this over with. It's move forward the business of our country. I unfortunately believe, however, that what's going to happen is it's never going to die. They're going to keep bringing up things, and they're going to keep voting for this. And I can't think that this is good for the country. You know, they ever since Trump was elected, and this is my opinion now, in my opinion, many of the Democrats in Congress and many of the media, much of the media wants to set aside this election and do away with 63 million votes. They want to do away with it because he doesn't meet the requirements they want in a president. They don't like the fact he bullies people, that he says things about people. But you have to look at what he's accomplished, rebuilding the military, helping the VA, getting a lot of things on the VA, including a new system so veterans don't have to travel. They can be seen by local physicians. If the VA doesn't have the physicians or the specialists to help them instead of traveling for 3 or 4 hours to get to someplace else. You mentioned the economy. The economy is going gangbusters, and it's continuing to do that. The lowest unemployment in 60 years. More people of color working. More people of color starting jobs. Women, more jobs. We actually have more jobs available than we have workers. Let's bring in people. Well, okay, but let's bring them in right. He's trying to take control of a border that is so porous that it had four-lane roads, not paved roads, but we're going, you know, from Mexico into Arizona, down around the Ajo area down there. I know. I saw it. We had people along that border, and we were doing drug interdictions. It's not just people coming across for jobs. It's people coming across here that could be dangerous to our country, that would not, if they came through the regular process, ever be allowed in this country. There's, you know, you can go on and on about things that he's done and he's tried. Now, some people don't like it because that's not what they believe in. But I hope that this, okay, he's been impeached. He's, as Nancy Pelosi says, he's impeached for life. Okay, he's impeached for life. All right. He's going to run again, and he could win. And I think that's the big concern. Jerry Nadler said it. We can't let him get reelected again. Well, that's up to the people of the United States in this republic and the Electoral College, whether he gets elected again. If you've got a better plan and you've got something that appeals to more people, then you're going to win. And if you don't have that, he's going to win. But you're not going to impeach him. Even though they're talking, there's more stuff. We've got more stuff we can bring up. We may just impeach him again. You know, another total way of tearing this country up. Keeping the country divided, which, of course, is, you know, what they want is to, you know, break us into two camps or three camps or four camps or five camps so that we're not a united front. And in today's world, my friends, if we can't pull it together, and let's all move forward on something as simple as infrastructure, we passed the trade agreements that's helping the United States. They've signed the first part of the treaty with the Chinese, which is helping the United States. If we can't keep ourselves moving forward and repair our bridges, repair our roads, take care of and fix the health system. Yes, it's not broken, but everybody knows it could be tweaked a lot, including the cost of pharmaceuticals, including having doctors out in the rural areas where we need them, and our education system where we keep falling further behind. You know, does the education system has to be run by the feds or should be run by the states and the counties, where people then had that money flowing in that you could save from the billions that are spent at the federal level and have that money flow right down so you can bring in more for science classes, so you can bring in more so our kids are educated better. There's all these things. If the Democrats have a way, and I don't care if it was the Democrats, Independents, Greens, Sons of Liberty. I don't care. If they come in with the best idea, then I think America would vote for that. They would vote for that. Forget your parties. The parties have turned into nothing but snarling dogs at each other. You know, it's time. It's time for us to put America first. Okay. Finish up with our last break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Now, you talk about a happy place to go to? Four Winds Jewelry. I can't think of any time that you don't walk out, and if you've bought something there that you're not smiling, and the person you're buying it for is going to be smiling even more. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right off of, well, it's just right there on Hilltop Drive across from Sierra Gibbs, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar. Come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more. Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribbling's with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did it. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to P5 Radio here in the morning. KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Still putting over 10 years on the air. Good morning, everybody. 7:54 in the morning, 48 degrees out there, and looks like it's going to be clearing today. And you say the rest of the week starts going to be maybe some good weather here.
Yes, yeah. Starting tomorrow night.
Starting tomorrow night.
We'll have your right. official weather forecast at the top of the hour.
This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Don't fool around with your family's safety. Get it repaired the correct way by a guy by the name of Jeff Wurst. It's a veteran-owned business. He's been doing this for 25 years. He takes it out of the weather to come in there and fix it with specially constructed materials that he guarantees for life. He can fix a little bitty chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, and he guarantees it. He's not going to waste your time. If it looks like a crack that's gone too far or it's in the wrong spot on the windshield, he'll send you on your way to a place that he recommends that he trusts, too. Get your windshield repaired by a master windshield repair specialist at 3208 South Market Street or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. A couple things left here. Bernie Sanders was asked, how much is your plan going to cost? Free education, free health care, free this, free that. And he says, I don't know. He says, been estimates of over $60 trillion. He says, well, he doesn't know. Well, how are you going to pay for this? And in an interview with NBC, he doesn't have really an idea on it. And this, to me, is just a little bit scary. When you in a business, when you're going to do something, you do studies. You find out how much it's going to cost. You're going to find out what it does to your bottom line. Your investments, not only in that year, but the following years to keep it going. And for somebody to say he wants to throw something like $60 trillion out and how you're going to pay it, I mean, the rich can't pay for it. You can tax the rich till they're poor. That's not going to do anything. In California, you're rich, are paying 47% of the taxes. And we passed that law, so you can tax the rich more. Just think of this: 1% of the people in California are paying 40%, 47% of the taxes. What happens when that 1% says, "You know, I've had enough. I've had enough of this, so I'm going to move to Nevada, or Utah, or Texas." Or Florida or Tennessee, because I'm tired of paying this much in taxes. Well, what that does is you get a significant number of those that leave, then somebody else has to pick up the cost of these taxes. And guess who it's going to be? It's going to be you and me to pay for these programs. Well, Bernie's throwing a program out here. He doesn't know how he's going to pay for it. Is he going to cut the military back to deficit spending? We don't need planes. We don't need ships. We don't need this many people because nobody's going to attack this country. I'm not sure that he says that, but he has had a reputation for saying is that the military is, it was way too much money put into the military. What about other programs that'll be cut back? Because if for these new programs takes that much money, what about the existing programs that take billions and even trillions of dollars? The last thing I want to talk about is right here in Reading, a family noticed somebody was checking the cars at their next-door neighbors. So the gentleman went out there to say, you don't belong here in this property, leave. And the guy reaches in, and he had a gun-shaped device that he's threatening with. And the homeowner, who has a CCW, pulled his own gun. And at that point, the guy screams and runs, and they've called the cops, and the cops found him. And what he had was a lighter with a handle on it that looks like a pistol. And he said, no, I just threatened him with my cell phone. I was just threatening him. He said, well, he got threatened back with a real gun. And the police turned the dog loose, and he surrendered without an incident. But they found that he'd been checking the cars in the neighborhood. He had a purse he had stolen out of one of the cars. And when confronted by a neighbor who says, what are you doing here on the property? When he threatens him, The neighbor was armed. The neighbor did exactly what he was supposed to do. He pulled his own gun, told the guy to stop. The guy, like I said, screamed and ran off. The person with the concealed carry protected himself. He didn't shoot. But these are one of the millions of incidents that happen during the year that nobody ever reads about, because they don't want those. You know, a lot of times mainstream media doesn't like that to be said. And the Record Searchlight was more than happy to publish that. So hooray for the Record Searchlight. Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to come right back. We'll be with Susan Pierce running for Supervisor District 4.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Stocks took a nosedive at the opening bell on worries over the spreading coronavirus from China. The Dow initially dropped more than 400 points. Authorities have locked down 17 Chinese cities with more than 50 million people, and now there are 5 confirmed cases of the viral disease here in the U.S. There's no comment from the Pentagon yet, but according to a Taliban spokesman, a U.S. military aircraft crashed in eastern Afghanistan earlier today. Efforts continue near Los Angeles to recover the remains from the helicopter crash yesterday that killed 9 people, including former NBA star Kobe Bryant. L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva says, although there were foggy conditions in the area when the chopper went down, more investigation is needed.
We do know there was an issue of visibility and a low ceiling. The actual conditions at the time of impact, that is still yet to be determined.
2 hours from now, President Trump's legal team continues its defense at the Senate impeachment trial. Here's Bob Agnew.
One of the president's attorneys, Patrick Philbin, on Saturday detailed several ways in which the president was denied due process during the House impeachment investigation.
As we've pointed out a couple of times, cross-examination in our legal system is regarded as the greatest legal engine ever invented for the discovery of truth. It's essential.
The defense is asserting an expansive view of presidential powers and portraying the president as being besieged by political opponents. Bob Agnew reporting.
Meanwhile, a forthcoming book from former National Security Advisor John Bolton is making waves. In it, he writes that President Trump told him he wanted to withhold security aid from Ukraine until they helped investigate the Bidens. On Twitter, the president denies having said that. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Statement is not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results will vary. If you tried to lose weight and failed, it wasn't your fault. According to leading medical experts, when we cut back on how much we eat, our body shifts into survival mode, reducing our metabolism and making us even hungrier. But now, a breakthrough discovery that helps you fight food cravings is available without a prescription. Riduzone uses your body's natural appetite control, a molecule called OEA, to break that cycle. Riduzone is the only product that contains OEA.
I've lost 75 pounds using Riduzone. My husband has lost 50 pounds using Riduzone. Riduzone has made it so that we eat less food, and it has taken away the cravings that we used to have. Riduzone has made it so that I can lose the weight without feeling hungry.
Go to Riduzone.com. Use promo code today to save up to 65% off your order. That's R-I-D-U-Z-O-N-E.com. Save up to 65% and get free shipping by using promo code today at Riduzone.com. That's R-I-D-U-Z-O-N-E.com.
Ford will pay at least $30 million in a proposed settlement over a class action lawsuit related to failing transmissions in its Fiesta and Focus vehicles.
The Detroit Free Press, citing court documents, says the lawsuit represents nearly 2 million owners and former owners of the cars, which had bad dual clutch transmissions. In addition to the $30 million in cash reimbursement, there will be an easier process where people get compensated and a simplified buyback program for defective vehicles. Ford spokesman T.R. Reid says the company believes the settlement is fair and reasonable and expects it to be approved during a final hearing on February 28th. The case was filed in 2012.
That's Bernie Bennett reporting. In other automotive news, General Motors is spending more than $2 billion to refurbish an underused Detroit factory to build a series of electric and self-driving vehicles. The plant will eventually employ 2,200 people. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston. Ireland's Prime Minister has warned Britain that Brexit is far from finished. Leo Varadkar also says the European Union will have the upper hand in upcoming negotiations on future relations between the two sides.
I think if you see this as a contest, the European Union is in a very strong position. We're 27 countries. We have a population of 450 million people, and the single market is the largest economy in the world. But I don't think we have to see it as a contest. There is a possibility for us to work together with the United Kingdom over the next few months.
The UK is due to leave the EU on Friday. President Trump is expected to unveil details of his Middle East peace plan this week. At the White House today, he's holding separate meetings with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his main political rival, Benny Gantz.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567. You may want to put that phone in your lap. We have a couple of people that are running for office with us today. The news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, 8:05 in the morning here on the 27th of 2020, January. And Sue, quickly, what's the weather? We have a lot of people on the lines.
Okay, today you can expect scattered showers, at least a 40% chance of rain, a high of 58 and a low of 44, with rain likely tomorrow and a high of 57, then decreasing clouds and partly cloudy skies tomorrow night with a low of 41. Partly sunny Wednesday and all the way through Saturday with a chance of showers on Sunday, then partly sunny once again. Now you can expect a high of 63 for Wednesday, 69 for Thursday, 71 for Friday, 70 for Saturday and Sunday by the afternoon. It is currently raining lightly, 48 degrees in downtown Reading. If you are traveling, it appears we do not have any incidents at this time except one that I reported earlier. This is near Corning at Capay Road and Hall Road. A traffic collision, minor injuries. Now, Carl, back to you.
Okay. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Sally, good morning. What's going on?
Well, tonight we have the second of our two candidate forums. Tonight we're going to be hosting the candidates for District 2, all but Leonard Modi, who said he had other commitments over a month ago. But we do have both Dale Ball and Susan Warner Pierce going to be there tonight. And interestingly enough, I attended the League of Women Voters forum yesterday, and neither Megan Daly nor Brian Daly showed up or responded to their invitation. So it seems like our incumbents don't feel like they have to come and participate in any kind of forums.
Oh, Megan's on the phone right now, and we'll ask her about that.
Please do. I'll tune in and listen on. But anyway, okay. Tonight, that's at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Bonnie View Road.
Okay. And that should be a great one. In fact, we've got Susan Warner Pearson here today after.
All right.
Okay, thanks a lot, Sally. Okay, well, let's go to the phones. And Assemblywoman Megan Daly is with us. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Hey, headlines in the Record Searchlight say, I don't know if you've seen them this morning, Daly skip Reading Election Forum Sunday.
Yes, I missed the forum. That is true. I did. I have several deadlines. Friday was my bill language deadline to have it submitted. I'm back at it this morning. This week we will vote on all the two-year bills. So I was elected in the middle of the two-year session, so bills have 2 years to get off the assembly floor and over to the Senate and vice versa. So I have a paper load on my desk, and there's some important bills for our district that are coming up, and I want to make sure that I'm prepped and ready for that. I did have other events in the district as well.
Okay. Assemblywoman Daly, what is the, you said you have a bill? Are you getting ready to introduce a bill?
I do. I have several bills, and I have a few spot bills in just to make sure that my language is just right. An exemption on solar for home mandates for snow load.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at being able to exempt those. As you know, solar is a mandate now on housing, which raises the price of the cost again to anyone trying to build a house or upgrade. So that would exempt snow loads, as well as some necessary small school funding and how we allocate funding to our rural schools. That's also one of the bills that I'm ready to pass over. And defining frontier, the word frontier versus a rural district. Federally, there's a frontier designation, and I want the state to have that to line up with the federal designation.
Will that bring more money to our rural schools?
That's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping that if I can define the fact that we are frontier, not just rural. When they talk, when you talk to people here, Reading is rural. Just recently, I went to Nevada County with the governor, and he started his homelessness tour, kicked off there. And Nevada County to him is a rural county, and it is rural, but we still have even further than that in our district. The far edges of our of the district, as you know, is more frontier. So I'm hoping that if I can get those definitions in, that we can open up some funding.
Well, what is the, this is really interesting. I've never heard of this before. And so what is the definition of, I think a frontier is, settlers that are just out there on the edge.
It's one person per square mile.
Oh, okay. Oh, so if it's one person per square mile, then you become a frontier.
Yes. So we've done the math. So Modoc, Siskiyou, certainly Sierra. I haven't done the math on Plumas, but I'm pretty sure they'll fall within that too. So Shasta and Nevada would be the two counties that are still rural counties, but probably could not get the frontier definition. I'm hoping if I can define it, then I can work on the conversation which we're always having, that the North State does not look like the rest of the state. It is not a one-size-fits-all model for us. And by saying that the federal government has that definition in place, that it's then for the state to recognize that as well.
Okay. Well, that sounds cool. One answer for everybody in the state. The moving of the minimum wage, is starting to impact already here in up here in the rural areas. Portland and Oregon, they were able to define it out so that you had places like Portland, you could have the $15 an hour wage. But in the rural areas, they didn't have to meet that requirement. Is that something that's being worked on, something you're looking at?
Yes, that's definitely something. When the minimum wage was coming, our conversation was more about it should be regional, not, statewide.
Right.
And yes, that would definitely be something. So can you follow my thought process? If I can get the frontier definition, then I can move forward on anything, healthcare, homelessness, crime, just the fact that we don't look like the rest of the state.
All right. But this seems to me could be a bipartisan effort because, there's Democrats out, in Southern California that also the $15 an hour wage is going to have a severe impact. Is this
yes.
Are you hearing anything like this from Democrats?
I am talking to my Democrat colleagues, and they've been very forthcoming on let's work on the things, Megan, that we can together. And, there's party issues that we're going to disagree on. But, things like health care and education, crime, homelessness, those are things that are bipartisan. And, yes, I'm actively working together with my colleagues to see what we can do to truly solve these problems. And I was optimistic that the governor came to Nevada County, that he looked at it and knew that, rural counties don't look the same. And there will be money coming into the counties for homelessness. And I want to be part of that conversation, an active part of that conversation, to make sure that our counties get the same designated funds as, say, the Bay Area or L.A., San Diego.
Okay. Okay. Now, this is a personal question here. Even though that Brian's been in the been there in the assembly for a period of years, what kind of surprises did you run into? Or things that you didn't expect? Let me put it that way. Things you didn't expect.
My committee surprised me. You put in for things that you're interested in, and then they in quotes, make that decision for you. So
Is that the Democrats make that decision?
Yes, the Speaker of the Assembly ultimately decides what committees you have. So I did receive education, which I am very passionate about. I am a vice chair of Water Parks and Wildlife, which is great, fits our district, and it's very appropriate. And I also received appropriations. So I think that was a surprise to me, and the workload of appropriations, because you – it's very different. You don't vote like on the assembly floor. You push the button and you vote yes. In appropriations, you see all the bills prior, and so we're doing a lot of prep and a lot of reading and going through bills. My ledge director and I do actually vote 24 hours ahead of the committee, and then if they make amendments or things go awry, which already in my first committee I was looking around going, what's happening right now? I didn't vote that way. And you have to change your vote later on a sheet. It's not a voice vote. So I think that's been my biggest surprise. It just doesn't look like anything else that I've dealt with before. You also don't have a lot of or any real opportunity in appropriations to comment or, it's set before you get to the hearing.
We got to take a quick break. I know I've only got you for about another 10 minutes here because of everything that you got going down there. I imagine that could be frustrating, though. It's already voted.
Yeah.
When you walk in there, you all just sit there, kind of put your feet up, and go, "Okay, all right, that was quick."
Well, it's just very different than the process, that I've been to before. So,
we're here with Megan Daly, who's our assemblywoman for our first district and is running for re-election right now. We're going to take a quick break, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community-oriented, professional, and they want you to move your dreams forward. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com or stop by the three different locations, at one at 500 Riverside Way for our friends in Red Bluff, 1845 California Street in downtown Reading, just one block south of Jack's, and also the main branch there in the old Rayleigh Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. We'll be right back with Megan Daly.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more. Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
Nature isn't the only force that can leave its mark, especially when you have a tractor built to help make your property your own. The Kubota BX80 series gets any job done right. Dig, mow, haul, and maneuver with ease. Get a BX80 tractor for zero down and 0% APR financing for 60 months. Now through February 29th, 2020. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Come on down to NorCal Tractor and Equipment, your new local Kubota dealer.
SST Oil on Wyndham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil.
They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to 35 Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 8:20 in the morning here on the 27th of January, 2020. An important part of this day is my sister's birthday. I've already talked about that earlier today. This portion of the show, you know, I have to tell myself that because 1 year, I just totally forgot it till like February 4th. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heated and Air, serving the North State for over a quarter of a century with outstanding service. You know, they can work on all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. They offer warranties. They offer guarantees. They can put in hot water systems for you that's on demand. They did one in our house, and I tell you what, that is wonderful. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We're on the phone with Megan Daly, Assemblywoman from the 1st District. I asked her about the surprises on it. Now, Megan, and we keep hearing about the climate change is causing all of the forest fires, and whether you believe in climate change or not, I mean, is the climate changing? Yes. Reasons for it, you know, I'm not getting into that. That's like a week-long show. But right. The big thing is, you know, that can help prevent this is logging. What kind of feedback are you getting now? Even Gavin Newsom said he's putting more money into the idea of, you know, of thinning out these forests. What's going to happen with that?
Well, and I do believe that there, unfortunately, after the catastrophic fires we've had, the conversation is real now, and we must go to work. So I have had an opportunity to sign on a few co-authoring some. James Gallagher has two bills in regards to getting more forest management and fire protection going. And when I went to Nevada County on Friday, I met with several groups, and they have different proposals as well. You know, fire breaks around communities are the first thing that need to get going, as well as being able to get the fuel off the forest floor. So, you know, we need infrastructure. When I was talking with them, I said, you know, we need to open our forests back up. We need to have the – it's funny because they're, you know, some of them are, I guess we would call environmental groups, but even the environmental groups are coming around going, okay, this doesn't work anymore, and logging doesn't look like it used to. Logging is very technical now, and the equipment that they have is much less, you know, destructive as far as, like, the ground, and they do an amazing job of flex cutting. So if we can just set aside the conversation of what logging looked like 40 years ago to what it looks like today, then I think we could make some real movement on actually opening up the forest. So when I was talking to these groups, I'm a conservative Republican, so I believe that business will do what it will do if we will open up the forest, give people 20-year contracts, that infrastructure and business will move back into our communities.
You know, the cogen plants are a renewable asset. And we could be running gosh knows how many cogen plants up here based on the trash that we get off the floor of the forest. What do the Democrats think about cogen plants?
I think that they're open to that. It's expensive, but kind of a little bit of a, double standard. Everything's expensive. So what are we going to invest in? And at this point, I think that we need to be investing there. It's not just for, it's for long-term investment in our community and having healthy, safe communities. And it's statewide. It's not just, in the foothills or the Cascades. It's a statewide issue.
Have you picked something from the Democrats that they love? Have you picked something over there to say, hey, look, I can work with you on this?
Yes, I think homelessness actually is something that I'm going to be able to work on. We have some great examples of nonprofits and things that are happening in our district, and I'm actively trying to put together some tours and get more members out to see what we're doing. I mean, and the North State has some. I know Shasta County is working closely right now with the Sheriff's Department for their treatment center and opening up beds there. And the governor is very open. He wants people in treatment and mental health, and those are all issues. It's not just housing. And as you talk to any group, any nonprofit group throughout the state, it isn't housing is part of it, but mostly it's people's mental health is the problem on the homelessness. Across the board, that's what they say. So we need to be partnering together with our county behavioral health as well as our law enforcement. And I think that what interested the governor in Nevada County is they do work really well together, county, law enforcement, the nonprofits, and they have a really good system of how they check people in and out of the shelter there.
When you look into Gavin Newsom's eyes, is there anything behind there?
Well, he's definitely a very well-spoken.
Never mind. That was a question. No, I had somebody that said. I had somebody sit across from me, and he goes, "There's nothing there." So, but that was, that was a fair question.
I disagree with him on almost every, area. But I do think homelessness is a place where we, can work together. As much as the governor is ever, going to work with me. Yeah. But ultimately, he would sign my bills into law. So it is helpful that he knows who I am.
I'm going to talk about education. We got you for like three more minutes. Education, the Common Core is,
yes.
I read an article on a school district in Florida that did away with it, and their test scores increased dramatically. What's your feelings about this, given the school districts the right to pick what they want to do?
Oh, I definitely think local control is, the first place to start on almost any issue because you're the closest, to your district, to your county, whatever it is. And, our children, our boys were the products of being in the middle of the process. Common Core came in when they were like just starting their high school years and it was very difficult. And, I don't see improvement in our state with Common Core as what we've adopted. We're still, I think, last time I looked, we're 47th in the nation, which is not acceptable. We're not at grade level on those basic things, reading, writing, math. And so in a lot of ways, as a parent watching my children go through school, the basics are what kids need, and from there you can build out. And they're not getting the basics. And when Rosalind took her math testing online, it's very difficult. I went to the parent nights and sat through with her teachers, and it's all online, and it's an overwhelming process. My daughter, who is a very adventurous, very brave little one, came home in tears every night because it is just a grueling test, And what we're forcing our teachers to do is they have to practice with them every day. So how much instructional time is being taken away from them because they're just practicing this test online?
Well, that's Common Core, though, right?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Is it time to get rid of that?
Well, I would, yes, absolutely. But that's, you know, I don't know how you move. I don't know what the process would look like to move away from that. But, yes, it's not working.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. Because that's what I read, and I talk to people. Some people say, well, if they start with Common Core, it's a lot easier. But your daughter is, what, 9 years old, and so she's been involved with it for years now.
Yeah, so she's 10. So she knows, like, it was easier in the sense of how you're wording it, not on the parent side of it, because all the wording is totally different than when we – there's 10 years between our oldest and our youngest.
Okay, last question is internet, getting the internet out to the rural and frontier areas. What can be done from the statewide on that?
So there are some bills that have been passed and some other legislation that they're looking at as well. The key right now is to actually get that funding that's already available into infrastructure. So I will be following up on that for sure, because we definitely, you know, if we had rural access, we could be opening up all kinds of markets. Our education, we could be doing more healthcare, reducing the cost of healthcare. If we do telemedicine, it's very important to get the telemedicine out to our rural communities. So, and business. A lot of people can work from home. If they had fast internet, think of how many people could be doing their own small business at home.
That's true. Okay. We've been with Megan Daly. I've got like 100 more questions, but there'll be other times. When's the next time people are going to see you on the stage in a debate? Do you have one plan coming up, or at least a forum for all the people running for the district?
I don't have a plan for one at the moment. I am out in the district as much. I will be tomorrow. I think I'll be up in Truckee in the afternoon. Leave here and travel there. That's what I'm trying to do, is just do the job here and do it well, because I am take that very seriously, and I want to make sure that these votes are right. You know, I'm gonna read the bills, I'm gonna make the right votes, and I'm gonna keep pushing here.
Well, I think 1,200 bills a year. That's gonna be interesting. That's the ones they passed.
Right, that's what they passed, not the ones they've introduced, but the ones that we'll hear about and have to vote on or vote on in committee that will never make the assembly floor. So, but we are traveling, you know, we're home in the district on the weekends, home as far as hitting as many events as I can, as well as doing the job here.
Okay. Megan Daly, hey, thanks for taking time with us. I know that it's a lot of stuff going on down there.
Well, thank you so much, Carl.
You bet. Take care. Okay, we're going to take a break, and I've got Susan Warner-Pierce, who's running for county supervisor, District 2. When we come back, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. It's the best barbershop in the world, and I've been barbershops all over the world, and so I can say that. Not the entire world. I've not been to the Hunan province and won't be because of the coronavirus. By the way, the coronavirus is not based on beer, if I understand that right. No, coronavirus.
No, it's not.
It was a terrible joke. I'm sorry, everybody. But at the Cypress Square Barbershop, they work in appointments now, and you give them a call at 244-9478. Go on in there, walk in, get your haircut, walk out, or like I do. I walk in like 15 minutes early so I can sit there and chit-chat with everybody and catch up on my reading. And it's man's last stronghold. What can I say? It is. It's true. Man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. Better known, discounts for seniors and veterans. We'll be right back with Susan Warner Pierce.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's all right.
Some things in life you can just rely on. like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Really, man, come on. 6 o'clock news says somebody's been shot. Somebody's been abused. Somebody blew up a building. Somebody stole a car. Somebody got away. Somebody didn't get too far. Yeah.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. Linda Bob, Linda's on assignment today, celebrating over 10 years in the business. 605-4567 is our phone number. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. You know, and, you know, it was funny. We were talking about Kobe Bryant before, and then the commercial right after that was Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
No, you don't.
Maybe it's time when you see something like this that you take a look at. Is my family taken care of? Am I getting the best deal on my insurance? Does my insurance handle all those things? Well, Judy Maxwell at 1378 Hilltop Drive, she's been doing this helping people since 1993. Give her a call at 221-0441. It's not going to cost you anything. And maybe just kind of go over what you have with her. you know, are my financial needs set up? Because she has it all under one roof there, Maximum Insurance and Financial. I'm here with Susan Warner-Pierce, who's running for District 2 Supervisor. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you doing? Tell us about who Susan Warner-Pierce is for those who don't know you.
Well, I'm a local business owner here running in an established business for over 50 years with my husband. I'm a local graduate. I grew up in Shasta County, been here over 36 years, graduated from West Valley High School in 1986.
Uh-huh.
I'm also a strong advocate for Shasta County. I love where I live. I love the community. It's beautiful. There's no better place to live. I'm an Air Force veteran. And
thank you
I
for
left,
your service.
Thank you. I left the area during my service time, but I wanted to come back and raise my son. And then I had a second son. They're both veterans. Actually, my youngest is serving right now in the Navy, uh-huh. and he's deployed. But he wants to come back here. And
that's great.
And then my oldest is a veteran of the Air Force, and he came back here to live and raise his kids. So it's a beautiful community. It's great. You know, you don't have to worry about your kids being shot going into school or, you know, it's a safe environment for our children.
Okay.
I'm also I volunteer at the West Valley Football Program. So I'm an advocate for the youth. And that's really important to me. I'm also part of the Reading Host Lions. I work in the Lions All-Star Football Program on their committee. So I'm really an advocate for the youth. And I believe in our community, and I believe that, that we can have changes here.
Okay. Well, why are you running?
I'm running because I think there needs to be a change. I think we need to focus on the Shasta County rural areas. I think we need to look at different things that aren't being addressed currently. The homeless population, everybody, you know, sees that. They see the destruction. I also feel that public safety is important in Shasta County. It's as the population rises, we need more public safety avenues. We need more fire departments out in the rural area. We don't need to shut them down. We also need our economy to be built up. That's very important because the young people are going to college and then they're not coming back because there's not enough jobs here for them.
The you know, when we start talking public safety, of course, the big question right now is that Measure A. It's a 1 cent sales tax, needs a 2/3 vote for it to pass, that all of the money goes to public safety. Either, of course, the major part is the construction of a jail. What do you think about Measure A?
I believe we need a jail. That is the most important thing in Shasta County. The crime, it's a revolving door. We have more people that, you know, they're committing the crimes. They're breaking into businesses. They're stealing cars. They're doing all that, and there's not enough room to hold them. So they get a slap on the hand, and they go right back out and do it again. I think that there needs to be a little more detail into Measure A to make people understand where the money is going, where it's
that it's not just a piggy bank.
Yes. And I understand that they're saying that the monies will not overpower the monies that are already set aside, that this is for new.
Yeah, will not supplant any existing monies.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly.
It comes down to, you know, it seems like it comes down to trust. The people, you know, do you trust the board of supervisors to spend your money the way it was supposed to be spent?
Exactly. And the DA is very adamant about, you know, going to court and prosecuting these people. If you don't have enough DAs on hand, then they get backlogged. And then you see that, you know, with that revolving door, if it's a small misdemeanor, people see that as, okay, they stole something in a business, and if it's not a high enough value of what they stole, up to $950 in the state of California, they get a ticket.
Yeah.
And these are obviously not upstanding citizens that are going to show up to the courts and pay this fine to Shasta County, so they're just going to do it again.
I was in your husband's business the other day, and a guy came in, and he had his backpack on, and the whole time he was there, he was looking around, and I just stood there, and I stayed because I thought, now here's a guy, that he just kind of wandered through everything, and I saw him outside. He was charging his cell phone on your outside. On, I think he had an outside jack out there, an electric jack. And I thought to myself, now here's a guy that could, you know, he's looking right now. So I just stayed there and chit-chatted with your husband.
I appreciate that.
While he was there until he left. Then I walked outside to see where he went to. And, you know, it, instead of being just kind of like, oh, okay, somebody just came in the store, now people are starting to look over their shoulders. And the I think public safety is the major thing here. I think when we talk about business, and this is just my opinion, if we don't have public safety, it's going to be tough to bring business in here.
Exactly. I talked to a police officer in Reading one time when we had our windows broken out in our delivery van. And he had arrested a person who was committing crimes. And he was from Florida with a Florida driver's license. And he asked, why are you in California? And unfortunately, he said, you haven't seen anything yet. We have found out that Reading, California is an open door for us. They know that they're not held accountable. And that's a big issue in Shasta County.
Okay. Hey, we're here with Susan Warner-Pierce. She's running for District 2 Supervisor. She's a local. She's been here for a long time. She's an Air Force veteran who got out and came back here to raise her family. And both her sons are veterans, and they're coming back here to raise their families because they like it here in Reading. I love it here in Reading. But I think we need some help. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Reading Home Helpers. You know, Reading Home Helpers is an organization that's been voted best in the North State forever. Started 16 years ago by Sharon Clark. She screens all of her people. They've got all types of background checks, training that they have. If you need some help, and it's not one of these 7 days a week, 24 hours a day type things, even though she can do that and do it well. But what if it's just temporary? Somebody's had surgery and they're having problems getting around and you're working. But so you need somebody to come in and check on them, you know, maybe an hour a day, a couple hours a day, maybe 3 days a week. And Reading Home Helpers also can help you with that. Sharon Clark will give you a complimentary in-home consultation and work up a plan that works for you. Give them a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. We'll be right back after these messages.
Grandpappy told my pappy back in my day, son, a man had to answer for the wicked that he done. Take all the rope in Texas, find a tall old tree, round up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street for all the people to see. That justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line. We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We are all in it together.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And yes, we're having a slight problem with our new system here that we spent thousands of dollars for, just to make sure we get that FM signal up to the mountaintop. We're on the phones with them right now to see if there has to be a replacement or if something that it's a secret, a double secret thing they haven't told us yet about it. We should have us back on the air here soon. This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. Orchard Nutrition, best of the North State, 13 years in a row. They've been established since 1982. Their staff is trained dietitians. They've been, you know, many of those people have been working there for over 20 years with Orchard Nutrition. They have, did you know they have free monthly health seminars? And that's it, free monthly health seminars you can go into and listen to them, ask questions, or they have them all archived on their website. So orchardnutrition.com, upcoming seminars, and they also have past seminars. If you have any questions or for anything when you walk in there, they have the answers. Also, Orchard Nutrition is the only place around here that everything is 100% certified organic produce. That means the soil is organic, the vegetables are organic, the meat they have here is organic, no pesticides, nothing. One of the very few places probably in California that can actually say this, Orchard Nutrition. We're here with Susan Warner-Pierce, who is running for District 2 Supervisor. You're going to be tonight. In fact, you're going to be at 2570 South Bonneview.
With the Reading Patriots.
With the Reading Patriots. It's going to be you and Dale Ball. And I don't think
Modi has declined to come.
Leonard Modi has declined to appear for that. I'm going to try and get Leonard, of course, on the show here to talk to him about accomplishments and what he feels is important for the district, as you do. Now, you were talking during the break, and you're talking about our youth here in Shasta County.
That is very important to me and touches my heart. Working for the West Valley football team, I see the kids that struggle, that don't have the funds to for their uniforms, and, it's hard to explain what you see out there, because if they don't have busing home in the afternoon, in the after school programs, and their parents are working two jobs and they're working in the evening, they don't have transportation, so they can't join the after-school programs.
Well, that kind of cuts back on their ability then to participate then. So they just have to go home to whatever that's there instead of being able to participate in music. It's not just football. It's music and any other types of events. Let's go to the phones. Ron, good morning.
Yes, good morning. My question is, you made a statement, and I agree with it. Our jails are so full right now, they have no room for somebody else who's just broken the law or been breaking the law for such a long time. Okay, my question is, Patrick Jones came up with the idea, well, I don't know if he came up with the idea, but anyhow, he's talked about it, about sending some of these bad guys off to another state, because they only charge, they would charge just half of what it would cost us to house them. And I think that's a good idea because I'm tired of being a victim, and it would get some of these guys off the street, I hope. So anyhow, thank you for your service to this country, and I'll take my answer on the air.
Thank you. One of the things so we're just sending our problems to another area. We're not holding people accountable. I think in California, you know, when you keep sending them out, and I'm not saying that we don't need the jail. I'm saying that, and there are rooms in other states, but sending them away and not holding them accountable, not punishing them here, not building a new jail, even though that's expensive, and we can find the money. It doesn't have to be a tax, but I think that that's the first step in looking at the issues. I guess my biggest thing is sending them away to make somebody else their problem doesn't seem to be the solution for me.
When we're talking, I asked Megan Daly, Assemblywoman, who's just in our last half hour, the question about, you know, education being down at the lowest level. In other words, instead of having the feds tell us how to do it in the state, about having more of a say in our own county about education. What's your thoughts on that?
Education is very important, and educating even the people that are doing the criminal activity. Education, to me, is a step up. It's a step up for our youth. We need to provide more programs in that. We used to have a DARE program that the city funded. You've seen the police officers out, and that's a type of education that's important. We're teaching our youth to be citizens.
I don't even know if we have civics classes anymore, you know, but probably we should. One of the things that the county gets involved in, of course, is the permitting and building and allowing they're the ones that have the say about, okay, if you build this, you know, you've got to follow these regulations and it's going to cost this much and all that. There's been complaints that the permitting process is onerous, and that it takes forever. Is that something that you've heard about that you want to look at?
Actually, I do understand it. I know somebody that was burglarized into his home. They busted the door. He's trying to replace the door, but he needs a permit. And that one is really hard. Why would he need a permit to rebuild his door so he can lock his door again? Also, he had his power cut off because he's very low income, and he was trying to keep it up. And he needs a permit for them to come back out, PG&E to come back out and look, so he can rehook his power up. It hasn't changed. His home hasn't changed. He just, it was for lack of funds, and he didn't pay his bill. And then he can't get his power turned back on until he pays the astronomical fee for the county to just turn it on.
Okay. We got like about a minute and a half left. So here's your time for your closing statement about why people should vote for Susan.
I am very, very active about being in the community, and I think that if you go back 20 years ago to the Board of Supervisors, they were everywhere. You saw them in any activity. that went on in Shasta County. We need to get back to where we can communicate directly with our supervisors, see them face to face and know what they're talking about and ask them those questions. And I'm an open book. I mean, I want to know what the community wants. I don't call myself a politician. I call myself a community advocate because I live here. And I think that the people need that. They need that direct communication with your board of supervisors to understand their mindset and what they're looking at. And it is a hard position. They are, you know, making the money for Shasta County and providing for the sheriff's departments. So it has to be somebody that is in the community on a daily basis, that lives in the rural areas, that supports the rural areas, that deals with the crime, you know, as a personal effect on them.
Okay. How do people get a hold of Susan Pierce? And you have a website? Do you have Facebook pages? How do they do that?
I don't have a website, but I do have a Facebook page. It is Susan Pierce, candidate for 2020, Board of Supervisors. I think that's what it says. But you can look up Susan Pierce, and I'm on the Facebook. I'm also a local business owner, and I would love to talk to you. You're more than welcome to either call and set up a time with me or just come in and stop in, and I will be in the office if you call and make an appointment.
There, and that's over at Clyde's, right?
At Clyde's Enterprises at 1250 Hartnell.
Okay. Susan, thanks a lot for being with us today. And tomorrow we've got Haven Humane and a couple other things happening this week. Everybody have a great day. And remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
To you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.